Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
It's a BJ, Jamie Morning Show. $5,000 to listen to the Odyssey app for an hour? That's a great deal. Man, right? Can't beat it, can you?
So just log into the Odyssey app. By the way, it's Odyssey with an A.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking when they changed that name, because some people, my kids like Odyssey, O-D, and I was like, no, it's A-U.
Yeah. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Frigid weekend on the way.
Quiet morning out there. Enjoy it. We'll start off with some sunshine. Overnight lows tonight. Don't fully crash out yet, but then tomorrow, look at this. We're only going to hit to about 17 degrees, and then we do start seeing those sub-zero lows for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning, with highs on Monday right around 9 degrees.
She does a great job. Kylie Burse over there at Fox 31. Thank you.
She sure does. But did you see my picture that I posted of the girl from, is she on Channel 9? Oh my gosh.
Who?
I'll talk about it later when I look it up, because it's pretty funny. And she commented.
You posted her yesterday?
Not Kylie, no. But yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty God. Sure it's still Fox though.
No, I don't think so.
All right, we'll get to it.
Okay. I don't think so.
Oh no. No, I think it's Channel 7.
See, I thought it was 9. I don't know. Anyway, but I'll talk about it in a minute.
All right, let's get to the rumor, okay?
Yes, let's do.
This is not something that I just pulled out of my butt, all right? This is something that's circulating, and it's big. And I'm buying it hook, line, and sinker, pal, all right? Allegedly. Let me start with that. Allegedly. Get this. Barack Obama.
No, wait. Barack Obama. Okay.
Is sleeping.
Wait, hold on. Is sleeping with.
Not his wife.
No. Well, let's just first give the clues. First of all, here's the thing, okay?
Oh.
Is that she hasn't been seen, Mrs. Obama, right? Michelle?
Right.
She hasn't been seen. She didn't show up at the funeral.
Nope.
Right?
Not for Jimmy Carter.
And everybody was shocked at that, because everybody showed up for that, and people thought it was kind of rude. But if you're in the middle of a divorce, you don't show up, right?
No.
No. She's not going to the inauguration. Everybody kind of gets that.
Right.
You know, because
they don't like each other. She doesn't like the Trumps.
And they were catty. Like, I mean, the Trumps were catty to her when they did the crossover. Yeah. So that I get. But that Jimmy Carter thing is, and Jimmy Carter was a Democrat, is so disrespectful.
That was a collection of Democrats to show their power, to show their respect for one of their leaders,
exactly.
Jimmy Carter,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
And she didn't show up. She didn't show up.
Okay, so Barack is sleeping with somebody. Now, I'll give you guys some hints.
Okay. I got a hint, too.
Okay, all right. Okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah. She has a great body.
Nope.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't know if you would call it an upgrade from Michelle, but it's a good body.
Her body?
Yeah.
I think Michelle's probably got a solid body.
Michelle's fit, yeah. Real fit.
Yeah.
I got a hint for you.
Okay.
She, that girl, she claims they're just friends.
Really?
That's a good hint.
She thinks that she said that, she's talked about it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's already made a comment or two.
And she said that they were just friends.
Yeah.
Okay,
friends.
Okay. BJ would say, hey, why the long face?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Here's another one for you. Every time she eats a cheeseburger,
Oh,
they claim she's pregnant.
Yep, that's 100%. A good one too.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I could go into some obvious ones, and I don't.
And it's gonna be this.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, you guys.
What? Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston,
Barack
you guys.
Obama is beep 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 with Jennifer Aniston.
I kind of like
the
it.
Word.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, and Michelle knows.
I mean, I don't like that Jen would have an affair because it was done to her with Angie.
Yeah.
You know, we're on a first name basis like that. Anyway, so like, why would she do that to Barack? But maybe Barack said, hey, look, we've been separated for a long time. Nobody knows, but it's cool because I'm not really with her. And so Jen was like, oh, okay.
Look, there's no doubt about it. There are rumors flying around everywhere about their marriage, that marriage is in real trouble. I mean, Jamie even revealed to me yesterday, I had no idea, that Michelle had made the statement that she had hated Barack for 10 years.
10 years. She couldn't stand to be married to him for 10 years.
That is crazy. That's a crazy thing to print.
Exactly.
Who says that?
I know. That is.
I mean, even if you did, you wouldn't say it.
No. But that's somebody that does not like their husband.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you could say in a magazine, for 10 years, I couldn't stand being married to him, that's just to hurt him.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's a story this morning, too, of body language experts. I love those people.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm a fan.
Lip readers and body language experts are my favorites. There's an article this morning that the body language experts are saying it is so damn obvious that these two are not together, that he just walks way behind her, they don't talk, all kinds. Kind of like me and Lisa.
No, but here's the dead giveaway. Remember that time that Ben Affleck was smiling with Jen and then he walked away and went like, ugh, like that? There's a picture of Michelle Obama with Barack. She's smiling. She turns around and she does a Ben.
Oh.
Like, ugh.
Changes her face immediately.
No kidding.
Yep, she pulled a Ben.
Ooh, Lordy. This is ugly.
I know. But I do kind of like it. I've been waiting for Jennifer to be with somebody amazing. Yeah. And I feel like this is like, I like this.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good catch
and
for her.
And it's a power
couple.
Too
bad he's married. But he's a good catch for her. It's a power move.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, that puts you at the top of the list when it comes to power couples.
Exactly.
If you think about it.
Yeah, so take that, Angie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just looking for, because remember, I've always been obsessed with, like, who can we find that really, like, kicks Angie in the teeth, right?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that. And I was like, at first, I thought, like, George Clooney, but they were best friends, and blah, blah, blah. But I like this a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
You know who's the angriest, though? Bill Clinton, because he's still stuck with Hillary. Oof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What's going on here? Yeah. You know, he's all upset.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to see either one of those two naked. I mean, right. Come on.
So Spadil has some audio here.
Okay.
All right. And Spadil, you can explain this because I've not heard it.
So about 3 months ago, Jimmy Kimmel actually asked Jennifer Aniston about this rumor. That's when it first started.
3 months ago,
yeah.
Jamie.
And she addressed it on that show.
Where have all of us been? I have no idea that this started.
Neither did I. And he pulls out a magazine and like shows her the cover. And like, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Sorry about my phone.
That's all your friends blowing it up. You
know, right?
Probably Jen calling you.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. It might be. Oh, no, it's my friends going, no, really? I haven't heard this either.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, nobody's heard it.
This is from 3 months ago?
Yeah, that's what this YouTube page says.
I can't believe that.
Holy cow.
Holy cow's right.
All right, here we go. This is Jennifer Aniston on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yeah.
Correct.
This is a magazine that came out a couple of weeks ago. In Touch said the truth about Jen and Barack.
That was... Of all the calls you get from your publicist where you're just like, oh, no, what's it going to be? Or the email saying, you know, some cheesy tabloid is going to make up a story. And then it's that.
Yeah. Does your publicist ever go, like, is there any truth to this? Or is it...
No, that is absolutely untrue.
Well, I know it's not true.
Yeah.
I just don't know if everybody knows.
Well, it is untrue.
Some people, it is untrue. So the truth about Jen and Barack is that there is no truth.
There is no
untrue.
Truth.
You know Barack Obama.
I've met him once.
Met him once.
I know Michelle more than him.
Is there a truth about you and Michelle that we should know?
That is not true.
Oh, that's a rumor. That'd be kind of cool,
Michelle's
too.
Michelle's a man.
Well, it'd be a good relationship. I'm just saying.
Listen, I don't know why I look at Dylan every time you say that, and it just irritates me.
Because we both hate it equally.
Yeah.
Dude, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
They call her Big Mike.
No, I know, and I can't stand it.
It's so outrageous.
Dude, man, dude.
No, it's like, wait, hold on. It's like so like ridiculous conspiracy that it makes me angry that people are that dumb.
Yeah, same. You know? Yeah. Right. I've never been able to put it into words, but you got it. Yeah.
Listen. The bottom line is this. There's a problem there. Barack Obama and Big Mike are not getting along.
Oh, my God.
They're not getting along.
Why are you doing
Something is wrong.
Okay, you know what you are? You just like to trigger me. That's okay. All right. Okay, I'll play. All right. You just wait. You just wait, mister.
Jamie and I were talking off air. I don't think any of this crap, any of it's true. But it's so fun to talk about. I love stories like this.
I want that to be true. Not Big Mike part. I want Jen to be with Obama. I do.
Do you really?
I actually do.
I want it to be true because no one would see this ever coming.
Yeah. And if Michelle, look, I think Michelle's kind of over Barack, especially since she said like for 10 years she couldn't stand being married to him. I think Michelle's like on her own path. Let her, you know, she's a strong, independent woman. She'll be fine.
I think Michelle Obama is absolutely over politics.
I do too.
I think she wants nothing to do with it. She doesn't want to hear any politician's name. And that's one of the reasons she hates her husband, because her husband is never going to leave politics.
No, he's entrenched.
He is married to politics more so than her. Married to her. And she knows that.
And doesn't this make sense that Jen went so over the top about being a Democrat and the woman with cats?
Oh,
and remember
all
that stuff?
She did.
Because Obama's like, dude, we need some help. And she's like, I got it.
Man, I
got to
tell you.
I got you, boo.
Our show has figured this out, folks.
Yeah, we have.
We have figured this out. It is over. Barack and Big Mike are done.
Stop saying that. Jennifer Aniston is in the picture now.
She is in the picture.
It's like when people used to call my husband a podiatrist. It would piss me off so bad. I'm like, he's an orthopedic surgeon, and he did his fellowship in foot and ankle at Mayo. He's not a podiatrist.
All right, there you go. Hot breaking news this morning. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Friday morning. It's going to get cold, frigid cold for the weekend. Lots of warnings out there that don't leave your pets out. I mean, we're talking just frigid temperatures below zero, wind chill factors at 20, 25 below zero. I saw 15 inches of snow in the mountains. We're getting 4 to 6 inches here in town. Maybe if you're south of here, Castle Rock, those areas, even more snow. High of Monday, they're saying 9, but I'm also seeing like 5 degrees, and lows around minus 10. Again, that's not even the wind chill. So it's going to be frigid cold. Arctic blast, they call it.
And if you see a bunch of cherry pickers, we always call them cherry pickers, but bucket trucks or whatever, because I did on the way in my neighborhood, there's two, they're staged right at this big transforming area that we have.
Yeah.
And they're staged there. They said they're going to have them staged all around town.
All right, speaking of weather, you posted something yesterday with one of the weather people in town, Jamie?
Yeah, I did.
All right, let's get to it.
So this is so funny. So Kylie, my girlfriend Kylie, she texted our group a picture and she's like, oh my God, look at Lisa Hidalgo. Anyway, she said on Channel 7, you guys got to turn on your TVs and look at Lisa. Lisa's a beautiful girl, right? She does the weather.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. But in this, how they had the cameras angled, she looks like she's 3 feet tall. And the guy she's talking to, I think he's a news anchor, he looks 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
How did they get this angle on her? Because, I mean, she literally looks like she's 2 feet.
I know.
It's like you're in one of those fun houses, and they have those mirrors that, like,
destroy
your body.
Yeah, and he looks like he's 9 feet. And you had to be able to see that in your camera, right?
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You would think.
And she even commented, she's gorgeous, and she obviously has a sense of humor. She goes, I swear to God, I'm a solid 5 feet.
Well, if you are, Then that guy's 15 feet.
I know.
Because he's huge.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a weird angle.
Speaking of television, I have, what do you call that when you have like a, I need closure on something.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Yeah, what is it?
So yesterday, I literally spent an hour, I'm not even kidding, an hour watching a motorcycle chase in Los Angeles. So there's these two motorcycles, right?
I saw that.
So there's two motorcycles. Yeah. The one motorcycle guy hits an CHP officer, which is California Highway Patrol, on his motorcycle. He hits him on purpose, right?
Right.
So two motorcycles. So they're flying around LA. I'm watching them. I'm like, oh my God, they're on their phones. They're going so fast. They're cutting lanes, splitting lanes. I know any minute they don't have helmets on or anything. Any minute they're going to flip off and I'm like, oh God, I don't want to watch this. But my eyes can't stop watching it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so then they're on their phones while they're driving and splitting traffic.
Wow.
And the next thing you know, like 15 other guys come and join them. 15 other motorcycle guys, they called them on the phone. So 15, you know, that takeover stuff people do. They join them on the freeway. 15 of these guys, and they even have four-wheelers and stuff. Then they stop and all go and get gas. And I was like, where's the cops? They went and got gas. They filled up their gas tanks.
So how did it end?
Okay, so then they got over by LAX, and the helicopter couldn't shoot them anymore because they were in airspace, air traffic control space.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to end the feed, and I don't know.
So this news story right here, I'll just read the last little bit of it. It says, just before 5 p.m., a large group of riders on off-road bikes, including quads, joined the two men. They stopped at a gas station, like Jamie said. They filled up and started performing stunts on something called the Imperial Highway.
They did. Oh. They were doing, like, one guy was standing up on his.
Like popping wheelies.
Yeah, they were doing all kinds of things.
I didn't see this.
And then authorities pulled off from the chase after following the riders through South L.A., and no arrests were reported.
What? They got away with it?
Just got away.
God, I watched it for an hour.
No kidding. I saw the beginning of it. I saw the video of the beginning, but I didn't watch it all the way through.
I can't believe they all joined together.
They did. They were calling them on the phone on the freeway while splitting lanes. It was insane. Man. Wow, so they're just gone?
Yeah, they're just gone. They don't know who did it.
I wasted my whole life.
Did they commit any kind of crime?
Yeah, the guy hit the CHP officer.
Yeah.
Well, then why would they? That makes no sense.
This is what happened. I watched it for an hour, trust me.
Wow. Yeah, I got you. I'm just saying it makes no sense that somebody's not charged with something.
And then all of a sudden, the CHP got like five cops, you know, and they were following them. They had five cops on motorcycles and they were following them. And then all of a sudden we went into LAX and then he's like, I'm sorry, I have to shut off my feed. I have to get out of this area. I was like, oh, God.
So anybody that gets in a chase in California, the best thing to do is head for LAX?
No, the best thing to do, yes, A.
Yeah,
and
because,
B, be on a motorcycle because they cannot catch you.
Yeah.
Yeah, those bikes are fast, man.
They are fast.
Yeah.
And you can split lanes during, because traffic was dead stopped on the freeways, and those guys didn't care. They were just going right through there. You know what? If I would have heard about it, I would have turned my wheel right into them.
Over the window.
That's nerves of steel, though.
I know.
Those people on those bikes, man, I couldn't do that. I love motorcycles, but I couldn't do that.
Well, they were passing around something, so I feel like there were drugs involved.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, that was a close one. Woo,
what?
TikTok. Woo, close.
Oh, I know.
Man, it was almost over. But I guess Joe Biden has said he's not going to rule on it.
I like the TikTok. TikTok.
He said the clock is ticking on TikTok.
So
he's not going to make a ruling on it. Now, it's supposed to be illegal as Sunday approaches, right? That's the deadline.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court's not going to rule to keep it around. So it looked really bleak. But now that Joe Biden has says, I don't think I'm going to make a call on this. I'll leave it to Donald Trump. And Trump seems to support TikTok. So if you're a TikTok fan, looks like it may stick around.
And for those of you crazy people that went to that red site or whatever.
Red note.
You're crazy. I mean, all the words are in Chinese or
literally,
something.
People are trying to learn Chinese so that they can actually know what's going on.
Here's what I don't understand. You people that went to that, from what I've been reading, they're doing it in protest.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because they don't want TikTok to go away. So, okay, you want Chinese? I'll show you Chinese. I'll sign up for a Chinese site. It's like, hang on a second. that these people are accused of stealing your information.
Right.
So you're going to go in protest to a site that's going to steal your information.
Yes.
Boy, you've taught them a lesson, haven't you? Oh, yeah, that ought to teach them.
Yeah, it's really a weird protest, to be honest with you. I think it's a weird protest. It's like, what are you doing?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I mean,
it's like, I'll show them.
Now, you know, and I know everybody's like, oh, I don't care if they steal anything. But listen, they also steal passwords and bank account numbers and your PayPal and your if you bank on your phone. I mean, like, all of that stuff, you guys, is vulnerable.
That's
you know,
crazy.
So don't say like, oh, I don't care if they see my pictures or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's not the end of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, before I really looked into why they were doing the Red Note thing, I thought to myself, oh, maybe I'll go download the Red Note. I actually fell for it, too. I'm sitting there going, duh, duh, duh. And then when I pulled it up and realized that you can't even read it.
You have no idea what's going on.
It's all in Chinese.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know about this. I don't know. Then I read that it was in protest. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
I think the most helpful app or whatever you call them, interactive app, on the planet, the most helpful is not Facebook, it's not Instagram, it's not all that. It's Reddit. Without a doubt, Reddit is the bomb. I think it's so amazing. You can put on there, hey, I have this kind of car, 19 blah, 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 2000 blah, 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 and I have a windshield wiper, let's say, that's stuck or whatever. Has anybody had this problem? And sure enough, everybody will flood it with answers and tell you how to fix it.
And you'll get links to all the information that you can't find.
It's amazing.
You know, when it comes to reading a book, I'm more about pictures than reading. Okay. So I'm more of a YouTube fan because they give you videos on how to do it.
I get that.
More of a YouTube when it comes to that.
Understood. But this is where you're trying to troubleshoot.
Yeah.
You like know? A forum.
Yeah. Because YouTube is instructional. I get that. But this is a forum. This is like the world's best pinpointed next door.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Right? I mean, you can literally ask on Reddit anything. Like, say your side hurts, right? Your side hurt and your left thumb hurts. Somebody will tell you why.
Because they've experienced
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, the best app on my phone, and Jamie White gave this to me, okay? And I guess it's brand new. It must have just kicked off in the last couple of days. I don't know. But Jamie White turned me on to this. I've turned other people on is TaskRabbit.
Oh,
TaskRabbit.
I thought you were going to say your Gas Buddy.
No. Gas Buddy's been around for a couple of months. But no, TaskRabbit, use more than any other app. Now, I've only hired a couple of people, but I've looked into it on many occasions and passed it along to other people. It's great.
Can I give you a secret?
What's that?
Okay, so you hire somebody, right? TaskRabbit.
Which I did.
Let's say somebody to do your lawn. Like I have so many pine trees in my yard that I hired a guy just to pick up needles. Because, I mean, it was
covered. That's a pain.
It is.
Right.
So then I said to him, hey, you want to do this like on a regular basis? We can like take it outside of TaskRabbit. And he's like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that way he doesn't have to pay fees.
Yeah.
And I don't have to pay fees.
My guy did that too.
So then I put it on my neighborhood, and he's been working in our neighborhood for everybody about needles.
And you know that if that person got busted for that, TaskRabbit would shoot him to the side, man. They would probably cancel him. You know?
Yeah, I bet there's a non-compete thing in there.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
There's got to be. Because the guy that came over to my house, he was going to load some tile back onto the truck for me because it's really super heavy. So he comes over and he loads it all up for me. Then he gives me his business card.
Yeah.
He says, hey, don't worry about that little app thing that you use. Just call me personally if you got something.
And the other thing you can do, if you like your Uber driver and you know what time you'll be done, you can tell them what time you'll be done and they can kind of hang out in that area and then they get the ping.
Ins and outs.
I'm just saying.
I love these shady people.
Well, because I love TaskRabbit because they have, what do you call it? They've already screened everybody, right?
Yeah.
So it's different than if I just go on Nextdoor and try to find somebody to...
Like a handyman.
Handyman anywhere. Or whatever, because I don't know. But TaskRabbit has screened them and looked through all the records and everything, and now I got a guy.
I've used Craigslist before.
That's shady.
Yeah. It's crap.
Yeah,
it's crap,
shady.
Folks. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, you don't know what you're going to get with that one, right?
You'll get a stripper.
But I've only used TaskRabbit twice, both times extremely satisfied with it. It was awesome.
It's good.
Really good stuff. Looks like TikTok's going to be around. I know it's supposed to be illegal starting on Sunday, but it doesn't look like that ruling's going to come down. And if you've got it on your phone, it's going to work fine.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it's going to work fine. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is Friday, Arctic Blast.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the way.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
I can't believe you thought that was a fake fry.
Yeah, I did.
No, it was
I thought
real.
It was some meme that you had found online and was just posting it to, you know, yuck, yuck.
No, nope.
Funny.
You guys, I went to In-N-Out. It's funny because some other girl's like, this is fake news, friends. I'm like, why would I lie about a French fry? It's so weird.
It's so bizarre, though, that it almost looks like something was doctored, you know? I mean, you don't expect that from a fast food restaurant.
At all, right?
You know, get a hairy fry.
But they do fresh fries. They cut them right there. They have all those potatoes, and they cut them right there because you can see them in the window.
Yeah, that's their whole thing.
Yeah, so anyway, I went to In-N-Out, you guys, and I got fries. And one of my fries, it looks like, have you ever seen it when that men, like, they put that Q-tip up your nose, and they pull it out on TikTok, and it's all furry? That's how my fry was.
Sure does.
It had, like, hair all over the end of it.
You know, that's a perfect explanation.
Yeah,
well, that's exactly what it looks
somebody
like.
Somebody gave that to me.
They did?
Yeah, I stole that.
Oh,
somebody
okay.
Somebody said it, and I was like, that is exactly what that
oh,
looks like.
Oh, somebody commented on it with that. No, yeah. Gotcha.
So anyway, so I thought, this is crazy. This fry is like nuts. And so I posted it, and then some girl's like, fake news. And then BJ's like, I thought that was fake, too. I was like,
I did?
It's not a very funny meme.
Well, I kind of chuckled. I thought, that's funny.
But then I learned that if you eat potatoes that have already sprouted, like my fry did, it's toxic. So anytime you have a potato that's sprouted, you're supposed to cut the sprout part off. Or if it turned green, don't eat it.
Yeah,
obviously.
If it turns green.
Yeah, but it's a toxic chemical that it gives off, and it can give you the poops. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't potato skins? Don't they take those to make liquor in prison?
Well, potatoes make
They have potato
vodka.
Yeah, they make alcohol with that. Yeah, you take them and let them rot, and they'll turn into alcohol for you.
So, anyway.
I mean, you might get sick off of it, but you'll get a buzz.
Anyway, I had a hairy, fry.
You did. Here's what I don't understand, though. Most restaurants you go to, that they start with a real potato, and they put it through that machine, and they dice it up for you, and then they cook it. It's hard to screw it up. But for some reason, In-N-Out has a way of screwing it up, and I don't get it.
Well, that was all the comments. Those fries suck anyway.
They have horrible fries.
They are terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I got pretty good ones because I was first, and so they were hot, and I think they overcooked them a little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Except for the hairy one. The hairy one. I did not eat the hairy one.
Great hamburger. Love the hamburger.
Hamburger's delicious.
Fries blow.
Yeah, they do blow. One day, I actually thought about going to In-N-Out and then going over to McDonald's and getting fries.
Do a combo.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I didn't do it, but I was like, I should do that.
McDonald's the best.
Okay, so what was I talking about? So don't eat the potatoes if they're hairy or whatever because they're toxic. Okay, 62 days till spring.
Woo!
So just keep that in mind all weekend long because I know it's going to be a crap weekend. 62 days till spring. We can make it through this big cold snap, right? We told you earlier there's a big, big rumor that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are on the outs, that they're getting a divorce.
Yep.
And now we're hearing that Barack Obama is hooking up with Jennifer Aniston.
It's true, folks. It's true.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That is absolutely crazy. Aaliyah used to be one of my favorite artists. You know that song? Well, I have actually the song. This is my favorite, was like literally one of my favorite songs. If you go to number one.
Oh, hang on a second. Sure. I got caught off guard.
Aaliyah.
That Barack Obama, Jennifer Aniston thing rocks me. Yeah, so yeah, I get like have to get up out of a seat and stand back up again.
Rocks you.
Oh, yeah. Sexy.
Love this song. I played it way too much when I was younger, like all the time, over and over and over. I just loved it.
No kidding.
Yeah. But, you know, she died in that plane crash and it was just horrible. But now we're seeing all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, I knew we knew some crazy stuff because she got brought up when the R. Kelly whole deal, because he faked an ID when she was 15 to marry her. That guy is so creepy. Wow. Yeah, he faked an ID so he could marry her at 15. R. Kelly started dating her when she was 13.
Oh.
Also, I did not know this, but at one point she was engaged to P. Diddy.
I didn't know that either.
Poor girl. Why I'm telling you this is because Aaliyah is now a Barbie girl, courtesy of the Mattel. The collectible Barbie, which celebrates the artist's enduring influence, it says, on music, fashion, and pop culture became available for pre-order yesterday, and it sold out in 30 minutes. They're already relisting it on eBay for over $100, so it sold out in 30 minutes. I don't know. They're saying that they might restock it. They might not. I don't know.
Aaliyah, the doll?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, she would have been, what did I say, 46 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
She was like, I mean... She was like, before there were influencers, she was
the OG.
She was, yeah. This is kind of a cool story. It says that this guy, a huge earner for Devo. Oh, an MTV video series has become a huge earner for Devo's Mother's, how do you say his last name? Anybody know? Anyway, so I didn't know this. So I don't know if you guys watch Ridiculousness.
One of the best shows on the planet.
I don't like all the wieners that get hurt. There's so many wieners that get hurt.
There's a lot.
Oh my God, it makes me cringe. I try to watch it. Sometimes it's on early Saturday morning or Sunday morning or whatever. And I try to watch it, but sometimes I'm just like, oh my, and the skateboard accident.
Yeah, but I love when they do the slow-mo and the reverse.
Oh
and
my God.
Replay back.
Also, his name is Mark Mothersbaugh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, his little theme song at the beginning of Ridiculousness on MTV earns him $1 million a year.
I could see that because that show is always on.
It is always on.
Is he the one that performs the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just...
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Ridiculousness?
No.
I bet you have.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I bet you have.
I've probably seen some of the videos that circulate on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen the show
itself.
They have
the blonde girl that has the really
Chanel
annoying...
Chanel West Coast, yes. Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, and Rob, who pretends like he's doing DJ stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Mm. I mean, not Rob. What's the other guy's name?
Oh.
Rob Dyrdek is like the biggest
host,
skateboarder.
Yeah.
He like...
He's like he's DC. He's honestly like the, one of the. He's so.
I feel like
brilliant.
We're doing charades.
I do too.
DC.
I haven't seen it.
Remember, he had the big black guy that was his best friend, and he passed away. He had that show.
Big.
Big pal. Big man.
I know it was Robin.
Robin Big.
Yeah, Robin Big. Yeah.
And then that guy passed away. That was sad.
Get me to play the theme song for you.
Okay, fine. $1 million a year.
Never
just
heard.
For that.
I
just
never
for that
have heard
little
that
thing.
You gotta watch the show. I think you'd like it.
I do too.
Yeah. Saturday mornings.
It's Sunday literally mornings. Just turn on MTV. It's always on.
It is always on.
MTV.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I haven't watched. You know they stopped playing music
videos. I didn't even know they still had MTV.
Yeah.
They don't play music
Hello,
videos.
Hello, Teen Mom.
I don't know.
You don't watch Teen Mom?
No.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen MTV in years.
What about Jersey Shore?
No.
What grown ass man doesn't watch Teen Mom?
I know. God, I'm out of the loop.
Or Catfish.
Yeah, Catfish is on there. Oh my God, you're missing some great programming. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tumblr trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.